broadcasting the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, the KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry over there in Greer. Larry, yeah, I have bags of those as well. Matter of fact, I was looking for a particular type of end on one of the charging, the wall warts. This was for a Kindle type device, and mine is got a different. Mine's got I'll call it an oval type shape. It's a rounded rectangle thing, surrounded on both ends. But what I was looking for is longer at the bottom than it is at the top, or vice versa, whichever it is. One side's smaller than the other. And I went in there and looked in the desk in Joy's den area. And we've got a bag in there with about, probably 8 or 10 of those wall warts with the cables. I hooked one up, it didn't work. And I hooked another one up, and I said, well, let me just try the little, wall wart, the transformer. And because I had different ones of those, had it plugged into a wire, and it was plugged into the Kindle. And it wouldn't charge. So I tried a different one, and it didn't charge. So I said, well, I've tried a couple of different transformers, I'll try a couple of different cables. Well, believe it or not, all the transformers were good, but the cable part was bad. It had a USB on one side and a mini USB or whatever it is on the other end. And, oh gosh, I said, I'm throwing these cables out. Joy said, no, just hang on to them. I said, okay, so I wound them back. But we've got those things all over everywhere as well, and I'm like you, I'm wondering, well, what did this go with? I've got, just sitting here looking at my desk, I have two different items right here on my desk that have lights in them, that have wall warts to both of them, and I said, I don't really need all of that, so as you were talking about the wall warts, I said, I think I'm going to try to find out what kind of amperage these things have to have. And I've got a little small power supply that doesn't put out much amperage. And I said, I'm going to hook up 4 or 5 of these different items to it. If it blows the light bulb, it blows the light bulb. Because that doesn't affect anything else. It's just the light and these things. So I'm gonna hook 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 of them up to one power supply and do away with a whole bunch more wall warts.
Oh my! It seems that this is something that's going to vex mankind for the rest of our days. I read something. You might think that this is just an annoyance, but it's more than that. Here's a little project for you. Go around the house. Every room has a bunch of outlets. And see how many wall warts are in each room. Heaven's sakes. We must have a 30 anyway. Okay, with the baseline of 30 wall warts throughout the house, connected to this, that, and the other thing. Do you know that even when you're not using that device, and the transformer, which is what the wall wart is, the transformer is still working. It's still consuming a wee little bit of energy. Now, multiply that by a few million that are connected just in this country. Look at the amount of energy that's just going down the tube, warming up the air around it, I suppose. Because, there's some consequence of any energy use. Energy just transforms its nature from electricity to heat, for instance. Well, it's quite a few megawatts of electricity every single day. Every single day. It's a wall wart in your house and my house and everybody's house. So that's enough. If you weren't ticked off about it before, I hope you are now. And here's the cherry on top. Every one of those things has a unique plug on it. The part that goes into the device. Now, sometimes that's a good thing. It's like necessary. So if you have 12-volt devices, it should be a different plug altogether than something that takes 5 volts. They're barrel connectors usually, and they're different sizes. You know, one will not work for the other in either case, and that's a good thing. I recall back when Radio Shacks were thriving in this country, you could walk into any Radio Shack, and back on one of the pegboard walls that they had was a dangling thing that was just wires and plugs. And you could take your device in and see what plugs fit into the device. And then you could get an adapter that would go, from one of their transformers. You know, they would sell the transformers if you didn't have that, and sell you the actual plug that went into the device. It was kind of a matching scheme that they had going on. And just another reason why we're a little, that degraded when Radio Shack gave up, and long before they did, many other electronic houses did as well. It signaled the end of what I experienced as a little boy, which was, it was a business called Radio Electric. That was the name of the business. And you could go into Radio Electric with a tube that you were suspect that your radio would not work anymore because of this tube. Now, maybe it had been flashed. You know, it was dramatic when the tube failed, and it showed. And you could go in there. They would test your tube for you. They would sell you a new one if that's what you needed and keep you going. Well, I stood around many times when I had this task to do, to just replace a tube or to just pick up some little something from their counter. I would listen to the people talk about electronics, about something they were building or something they were repairing, and I'd watch them take the order at the counter and go back into these long lines of shelves that they had. Go into a certain box and pick up the part that the customer was needing. Those days are long gone, too. It's a sad thing, in a way. Anyhow, nostalgia. It don't fill you up, and it's a little bit bitter. I know, but we all have an appetite, don't we, for nostalgia. KK4JBQ.
I can remember the Radio Shacks, and before Radio Shack got up on the scene, a lot of your drugstores put in tube testers, and you take your tube in there and plug it in. It'll tell you which socket to plug it into, and then you turn it on and check your tube, and then if it was bad, they had some replacements there inside that tube tester. Didn't always have the one that you needed, but I do remember back as far as them having them in the drugstores. When I was in A school, electronics A school, in Millington, Tennessee, our TV set went out, and I said, "Well, okay, I'm smart enough to know a little bit about what's going on back there now." And I got back there, and I found the tube that was bad. And at that point in time, being in the military, you know, you didn't make any money. And out of the what little bit I made, I had rent on the house that we had, and the utilities, and groceries, and my wife's clothes, and you name it. We had other obligations, so I didn't have enough money to buy a tube. But when I would decide to watch TV, we'd turn the TV on, and I took the back off of it, and it was wide open then. So, of course, we didn't have any small children to worry about them sticking their hands in there. But I reached around behind it and thumped that tube until the filaments touched. And once they touched, it would come on and it would play as long as you left the power on it. You take the power off of it and the filaments separate, and then you had to do it all over again. So, we had a lot of fun way back when.
Well, I never had to stick my hand in the back of the set. But I do recall my dad. I was my dad's remote control of the television long before remote controls were even thought of. And then when we had a problem with, I think it's the horizontal hole on the old black and white set, Dad still wanted to watch Jackie Gleason. And the Grand Ole Opry and things like that. I did too, you know. They were my favorite things because they were my dad's, you know. So I was always in the living room, and Larry, go do this, Larry, go do that. And whether it was turning the sound down or turning the sound up or turning that little knob that was inside the little flipper door that you could open, it sprung back on its own. So you had to make a deliberate attempt to keep your hand inside that door and twiddle with that little knurled knob to keep the picture straight on the set. And that, you know, as long as I could do that, he was pleased. And we never had anybody to come in to replace or fix the set. It was as long as I could make it work. Well, you know, it's a bit of an annoyance, especially after hours and hours, weeks upon weeks of doing that before Dad would get a notion to call someone in. And, you know, they would come in with their big, of course, they had a set of tools, testing equipment such as that, but also a big box of tubes that they could replace. I wondered, even as a little boy, I wondered if that's not some kind of racket, you know. Because once we started, in the next 5 years or so, we had that fella back around, you know, four times in 5 years. Same set. You know, same set, same weakness. Later in life, I learned that there are things in the circuitry that age and degrade and cause an extra strain on the tube. So it just makes sense now that just replacing the tube was not going to fix the problem. You put a brand new one in there, and it's under extraordinary stress from the day you begin using it. So it's life is not as long as it ought to be. Oh, well, anyhow. It is one of the memories I have of the moon landing. I was still doing that back in 1969 when men first landed on the moon. I was still keeping the picture from rolling top to bottom, top to bottom, top to bottom. Son of a gun. Well, Gary, we can sit here and go on and on. We may have said something that interested one or two people out there. I hope so. Anyway, I always have a good time when the two of us get together and, well, reminisce a little bit and talk about what's right and wrong with the world, don't you know? But people have been doing that forever. And here we are. Does anything change? Well, sure it does. This is KK4JBQ. I thoroughly enjoyed it, Gary. Have yourself a good night. Say good night to Joy for me, too. And I hope we have a check-in or two that have been waiting. Back to you, Gary. KK4JBQ.
Larry, well, I enjoyed it. I always do. You be sure and tell Miss Donna. We said good night from this end. Hope y'all have a wonderful day tomorrow. Enjoyed it. And we do a good thing. You know, at least I think it's a good thing. You know, I don't know that I'd want to go back to the good old days because I'd have to do it all over again. And I've been through it once. I don't think I want to do it over. I don't want to do over. So we'll just leave it like it is. But look forward to doing it again, talking to you again, that is. Y'all have a great day tomorrow. Enjoyed it as always, as is my pleasure as always on this end. 73, you're there, my friend. I'm going to talk to you a little bit later. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through to the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Control, this is Kilo, KI4, Delta, 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 that's KI4, DDD. Name is Alex, also name is Echo X-ray. I'm on the handheld, and that's listening to you and Larry talk for a while. Y'all have a nice evening.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KI4DDD, Mr. Alex, down there on HTN Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alex. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Appreciate you taking the time to holler at us this evening and get on the log. Do we have any other check-ins or any other comments? Or if I missed anyone for comments, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. I don't know if Larry's still here, but I'll add, he was mentioning the conundrum of civilian world wars. I was going to mention that the USBC standard is nothing that fits handle that, because they're trying to get those ports mandated on everything now, and any gadget that needs more than 5 volts uses the power delivery standard, so it gets 5 volts and does a handshake. So I think pump 60 watts or USB line nowadays.
Not a recheck.
Yeah, Larry.
I had really, there's a lot of crackling and popping on the signal, and I kind of thought that perhaps there was a question addressed to me. I could not make it out. Can you relay the question?
Question or not, Alex, was that a question to Larry, or was you just informing us that anything that takes over 5 watts is going to be get power from a different source than a wall wart from in the near future?
A question. Sorry, I probably have a poor signal tonight. I was mentioning that the USB standard is using what they call USB power delivery to bump up the voltage for higher power gadgets. So you don't need a bunch of wall warts. You just need a USB power delivery compliant plug. So your phone might take 5 volts, but you plug in a laptop, it'll take the 5 volts, talk to the adapter, and then start getting 20 from it.
Now, that'd be an improvement that I would welcome. I really would. And probably take care of this wasted energy thing that I alluded to earlier. You know, we can all feel a little bit guilty for the fact that these wall warts, you know, occupy the outlets throughout the house. I know there's some rooms I can walk into and I can't plug another thing in the room. Because they're all there's wall warts and everything in all the outlets. But anyway, that is an improvement, and looking to the future, we all have to, well, there's going to be less and less electricity to be shared by more and more people. Now, how does that work out? So, great to talk with you, and Gary, thank you for relaying for me. Everyone, have a great night. 7-3.
For that information, we really do appreciate it. And glad you came in there and let us know that they're coming out with something bigger and better, and hopefully it'll work out to good instead of the detriment. But anyway, thanks for that information, Alex. We really do appreciate it. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. To wrap it up, I'll submit my net report here, and we'll go from there. I've got a grand total of 66 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks to all those folks checked in with us, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.